remember the Missy Elliott Ashley Simpson remix of L-O-V-E?
L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-V-E.
Yeah. Remember that? I thought that she was saying hello to her venereal disease.
V-D-L-O-L-O-V-D.
That song got me a traffic ticket.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an acquired taste podcast.
I'm Kathleen, your pool swimming, fancy cocktail drinking, Easter bunny eating BFF.
You ate the Easter bunny?
I ate the whole damn thing.
I am Bethany, your pale, introverted, sometimes pessimistic, always wearing black, even on a sunny, beautiful day, loving BFF.
Every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
the fact that you are exhausted.
I'm okay.
Kathleen flew in yesterday from
California.
Yeah, you were on vacation and like
I was in Cali for 11 days. I've already picked out my retirement home and basically I'm ready to retire tomorrow.
Do people still say Cali?
Yeah,
is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think. I don't know. I'm not from there.
I don't know. Like you don't say hot. Oh, your internet is like freaking out. Does that affect us?
We still recording.
Yeah. I get some nerves. Yeah, like you don't say Hotlanta anymore, right?
Or
so like
New York.
Yeah, no one calls it the Big Apple.
Nobody does.
Right.
So this week on the table, I have a very important question for you, Bethany.
Okay.
/ the world.
Okay.
/ myself.
Okay. And I have, so I was looking at creepy videos about, you know, like unsolved murders, and these photos are the last photos anyone saw of them.
Of course you were.
It's my very favorite thing. but I ran into this video on how to be charismatic without even trying. And there's like 4 tips on how to be charismatic, and they're all really easy because you can do them without even trying. And so I'm going to share those because I just feel like it's an important thing for all of us to learn, and it can like help you get further ahead in business, and
yes,
it can help you have people give you money, and it can help someone fall in love with you, and it can help
you start a company in Silicon Valley that tricks everybody into thinking you have a new blood test that actually doesn't work.
Exactly. Which leads me to the point that I wanted to make, which is I'm wearing a black turtleneck today.
Yeah. So it's about, damn. Went through puberty, apparently. It's about 73 degrees here in New York City today.
Yeah, it's a little hot.
Bethany opened up her front door to welcome me into her building. Mm-hmm. And she's wearing a black turtleneck.
Yes.
I'm like, girlfriend.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day outside. There's more people walking around this neighborhood than I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
And you look like you're going to a funeral for like maybe the PTA mom.
Can I tell you why? She died.
Yeah, she died.
She was using one of those Cricut cuts for scrapbooking and just put her whole hand through
she
it.
She just laminated her whole body.
Yeah, it was awful. I'm wearing it because I went to a table read this morning for this short film I'm working on coming up. And I was having just this awful morning, and like I think that I'm sort of we've been tweaking my depression medication a little bit, and I think it's too early for it to be taking an effect, but I've definitely been feeling a little blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a blah that I haven't felt in a long time, and so I was nervous about it, and I had been wearing this brightly colored like teal sweater, like light sweater. It brought out my eyes. It was really bright and summery, but I just didn't feel right, and I felt gross, and so I decided to like put on my happy shirt, which is this black turtleneck, and I definitely felt better.
You know, it's funny that you say you're tweaking your depression medications, because I decided to stop almost all of my medications.
No! Under a doctor's orders?
Yes.
Okay.
But even still, it can be a little bit jarring to the body, and I've been getting this thing called brain zaps.
Yes!
And it is the weirdest, like most alarming thing ever, except they're not like really that dangerous or / dangerous at all.
I used to call them brain pops.
Yes.
Can you describe them to people who don't understand what that feels like?
Okay. So like, let's say you're sitting down, you're like really not doing anything. Or like for me, if I'm putting on my makeup or something, I'm just standing in front of the mirror. And then all of a sudden it's like somebody took a live wire, but just like the teeniest, tiniest live wire and touched it to your brain, and you feel zzz.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like jarring.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt, but it's a little dizzying.
I literally had never heard of this before until I decided to try and see what life was like without my anxiety meds.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel okay, but the brain zaps is like, I think it's a thing that people should know about.
Yes. If you're lowering your medication or you're going off under a doctor's orders, please never go off medication or lower it without a doctor watching over you. Yeah, it's like your brain kind of going through withdrawal.
Bzzzt.
Or if you've run out of your meds and you didn't get them like refilled in time, mm-hmm. it happens too.
Yeah, like a fly flew into one of those bug zappers.
Yeah.
Bzzzt.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, it's awful.
So let me tell you, I've been all over the California coast.
Yeah, can you tell us about your vacation?
Staying in the fanciest hotels ever because I saved up all my money. So I don't belong in the hotels that I'm staying at. So you bet your ass I was tagging those hotels in every single Insta story I posted.
Did they send you anything fun?
No, they didn't. No. But I went to Napa and a few other places in California over vacation. And when I was in my Napa hotel, news broke that is where Lea Michele had gotten married just a few weeks sooner.
What?
I started to have a panic attack. And I was looking around like, isn't anybody else looking at their phone? Isn't anybody else getting these updates from People Magazine?
No, no.
We are here where Lea Michele got married.
You are the only one who gets push notifications from People Magazine to your telephone.
So I tipped the waitress, the cocktail waitress, a little bit extra to give me deets.
Wait, what deets did you
get? Lea Michele's wedding? Well, Emma Roberts, one of Lea Michele's dearest BFFs, demands caviar.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
At 2:00 in the afternoon, she's like, get me caviar. Do you have caviar? Where's the caviar? I must have caviar.
That's insane. Unacceptable
and,
behavior.
And I guess Lea Michele doesn't like it when her dad drinks too much. That was a little insider BFF. So he was like giving the waitress like 50s to like get on cocktails.
Oh, no. Yeah,
but it was a beautiful wedding. She rented the whole place out to herself, and it rained, but it was good luck. Lea felt that it was good luck.
Yeah, rain famously is good luck.
Yeah,
on big days.
Big
by days. The way, I don't know if you can hear the helicopters or not. There's a prisoner on the loose in my neighborhood.
That so prisoner is me.
Yeah, so they're circling my apartment looking for someone right now.
Sometimes if I'm leaving my house really early in the morning and I hear helicopters, I'm like on high alert, like I'm in a video game. Like I am ready to take that prisoner down / run from that prisoner for my life.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not so exciting in the middle of the day because you're like, it's sunny.
No, I do. I always imagine though, I'm with you, like, how will I take this person down? And it's always really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And the publicity I get following it is amazing. Like I definitely am like, oh, she brought out all these secret skills no one knew she had, even herself.
Or he's so handsome that you fall in love with him, and then you invite him into your house just like Kate Winslet did.
Which is a bad call.
No,
because that person's a criminal.
If he's your soulmate and he didn't do anything that was that dangerous.
What would you qualify as not that dangerous? What crime would be not that dangerous that you'd invite them into your house?
Not assaulting anyone. Maybe just some like light drug dealing. I'd be like, I could look over it as long as no one was hurt.
I would do like he was stealing food for his family.
Yes.
Oh, but then he has a family. Mm. He was stealing food for his sister and her family.
Or for his foster dog.
For his foster dog.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Down and outs. Had to steal food to survive. I would definitely then fall in love with that person.
Speaking of foster dogs, I in my tour to California, I was with my aunt and uncle for Easter.
Yeah.
And they just got a new foster pup.
What?
And Bethany, they only fostered labs. Like labs are their heart and soul. And this lab had never felt love before.
Oh, wait, where'd they get it from?
They work with a special lady that rescues labs from all over the state of California.
Oh.
And this dog, I watched him sit on a couch for the first time.
And it was soft and warm.
He had never been on anything soft or comfortable before. And he was confused. And then a split second passed. And then he just rubbed his whole body over this soft, comfortable item. And he was living the life. And you see the progression, especially with foster animals and especially foster dogs. After 24 hours, they're a different animal.
It's why adoption is the best.
Because they have never felt a human love them before.
Uh-huh.
They have never felt security. A lot of these animals have never been living anywhere that wasn't outside.
Yeah, or wasn't cold or hard.
It wasn't cold or hard. And it was just the most beautiful experience to spend the weekend with this adorable little foster pup.
Did you take the puppy home with you?
I tried to.
Yeah.
I tried to. And I took him for a walk and a car parking freaked him out and he got out of his leash and then I'm freaking out.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And all I had to do was kneel down and say, come here, Louie. And he came right to me.
Aww.
Like I was his sense of security. Oh, my God. It was a really interesting experience because I don't have that much experience with dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And fostering is really a beautiful thing.
They're so great. Their hearts are just on the outside all the time.
I know.
Did you see the video on Twitter this weekend or last weekend or whatever with the dog who got a puppy?
No.
It's amazing. This dog.
A pet got a pet.
Yeah, a pet got a pet. It's so whimsical.
Only in America.
I know. It was on Twitter. I'm going to play. I mean, the audio isn't that interesting to listen to, so we'll retweet it at Acquired Podcast on Twitter. But it's this couple. They have a black lab, and then they...
I just love labs.
Oh, they're amazing. And then they get a puppy, and so they open up the box that this puppy was in, and the dog meets his new... buddy.
Oh.
And you see the dog go from like sniffing and trying to figure out what it is to realizing it's a dog and losing his mind.
Hold on. Yeah, the dog, it's like in a little file box that you would kind of get at Staples. You pick it up. Oh, and it's a golden retriever on the inside.
I'm gonna freak out.
A puppy got a puppy. I want to feel just 1/10 happiness of what that black lab is feeling getting a little golden lab puppy right now.
Look at that.
Oh,
so happy.
So happy. That's the same reaction I get when I open up my room service containers and underneath is pizza and a cocktail.
There's so much food. So I'm glad you're home. I know that it was a bit of an odyssey for you to get home.
Yeah, just, you know, some delays. But you know what, Bethany? I missed your face so much.
I missed you too.
There was a lot of times when I was like, oh, Bethany this and Bethany that. And so my aunt is excited to meet you because, you know,
yay.
I was like, you know, Bethany is working on this. She's my fanciest friend.
That thing is happening next week, by the way, and I'm very stressed
Bethany
out.
Must have caviar. Bethany wrote a script.
Bethany doesn't like it when her father drinks, so he slips 50s to the bartender. Did the bartender say which side they took? The dad or Leah Michelle's side?
No. Oh, the dad's side, obviously.
Really?
Oh,
because 50, yeah, that's true.
For Leah. Money. When you're making like $15 an hour as a waiter or a waitress, you're like, F yeah, give me that 50.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Bethany, the weather is so beautiful right now, and that's why I'm going to get my working out later.
Yeah?
With OpenFit, but I'm going to take my tablet to the park, and I'm going to do it there.
That's a really good idea.
Right? And then I can invite my friends to come, and so that's why I like OpenFit. I can do it with a group of friends. I can do it at home by myself, which is, I prefer to be at home by myself.
In the dark.
In the dark most of the time because I'm an introvert, but... Yeah. Days like this, sunshine calls for just like a friend or two, right?
Yeah. That's why we love OpenFit so much, because OpenFit takes all of the complexity out of getting fit and working out, exercising. It goes wherever you do. It's an app and a website that streams these amazing workout programs right to you. You can do it at home. You can do it in the park with Kathleen. You can travel with it. It goes wherever you go, and it helps you lose the commute to the gym.
Yes. Amazing trainers and classes. OpenFit classes are led by some really effective and engaging trainers. Like sometimes if the trainer is so boring, I'm just like, I'm not doing this anymore. But that never happens when I'm taking OpenFit. So I sculpt my body with Andrea Rogers. She is one of my favorites, the Extend Bar classes.
Oh yeah, that one's great for your butt.
Oh, I do that one all the time. They know how to get results. And sometimes I feel like they're my friend.
They are.
They are my friend.
They are your friend. Right? Yeah, no, they're totally your friend. There also is one called 600 Seconds, which is a 10-minute workout. There's a bunch of them. So it's like fat burning, muscle building, body sculpting, the way that you would get in longer sessions, but it's in 10 minutes.
I love that.
That's where I'm at right now.
Because, you know, you do the 10-minute one and then you like go make dinner and you come back and do another 10-minute one and you've painlessly worked out for 20 minutes, even though it was two 10-minute increments.
Or if you're me, you do the 10-minute one and then you're done and you've painlessly worked out for 10 minutes.
I mean, when you wake up in the mornings, they say that you should get moving first thing in the morning to like up your metabolism, you know, set that fire under your metabolism. 10 minutes. Everybody has 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't care if you say you don't, you're lying.
Yeah, no, you can do that. So OpenFit has changed the way we work out, and we want you to experience it too. With our code TASTE, you can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code TASTE and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life.
Right now, the OpenFit 30-day challenge wants our listeners, that's you Taste Buds, to get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit. Feel stronger, feel healthier in only 30 days when you text TASTE, TASTE, to 30 30 30. Listen, this is a deal of a lifetime. You're going to get full access to OpenFit with all of the workouts and the nutritional information totally free. All you have to do is text TASTE, TASTE, to 30 30 30. I love OpenFit. You're going to love OpenFit. Bethany loves OpenFit because she doesn't work out for any more than 10 minutes, and they cater exactly to her.
Hooray! Okay, Kathleen, I'm going to tell you what I was going to bring to class and then what I did bring to class.
Because it was too creepy.
It was too dark.
Give me your deepest, darkest. That's what I love about you.
So it wasn't even like dark. It was just depressing. So I was tooling around on Reddit and I saw, you know, the K-pop band Twice?
Yeah.
It was like a, you know, 17
no,
girls.
I don't, but I'll take your word for it. It's like,
yeah, so it's one of the, you know, it's a K-pop band.
Yeah.
They had a new single out called Fancy. So I was watching the video for it and it made me think about how hard these teen idols have to work when they go into the K-pop machine. And I started doing all of this research on K-pop and the kids who go to schools for it.
Yeah.
And like once you...
Wait, pause. There's a K-pop school.
Multiple schools.
To make somebody a K-pop star.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee. So there was one article that's like from 2016, so it's probably a little out of date. But it follows this girl who was 14 who went to one of these private academies. It's like $1,000 per every 3 month semester.
But do you learn regular things there too?
No. This is after school. You go to school and then you go to your K-pop academy.
Damn, I'm going to tell my mom this. She thought dance class was expensive.
No, this is insane. It's multiple times a week, $1,000 every 3 months. And you're going up against over 500 students per semester. And then you do like all of these different lessons in dancing and singing and stuff. And then they constantly have different agents and managers cycling in. You do all these auditions. And then if you get chosen by a scout, that doesn't mean you make it into a band. It means you make it into the K-pop machine. You have to have a specific height. You have to have a specific look. Even if you're like an amazing dancer, you might never make it in if you're too short or too tall. And then you go to like this boot camp and you often, it's like a lot like modeling where you stay in a dorm with all of the other people who are in K-pop boot camp.
Unreal.
You don't get to talk to your friends or family very often.
Can you imagine if they had this in America? Oh. But like American Idol school?
Yeah, but I think they do. I think it's just more low key.
No.
Not like the school, but being controlled by this management.
Do you remember the show on MTV a few years ago? It was about modeling and they lived in Florida and it was like called like... The name of the show was After Streets. Anyway, it was about all of these models living in apartments.
Yeah.
Because it was like they were in Miami or something.
It's not
glamorous. No. Like you get one bunk bed and like one dresser and that's it. And you have to share your space with everybody.
Yep.
And then everybody you're living with is going after the same job.
Yeah. So like sometimes your stuff gets sabotaged. It's awful. Sometimes you get paid in clothes. You don't get paid in money. So like how do you pay rent? You have to sell your clothes. It's really insane.
What school would you want to go to?
Pickpocketing school.
I would want to go to Food Network Star School.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? Because it's not only learning to cook, it's like also learning to cook and eat in an attractive way and then look at the camera and like make funny jokes about these like caramelized onions.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, I'm just going to sprinkle a little of this yummy sugar on top of this crust.
Yeah. And you would have to decide like which focus are you going to do? Are you going to do solo cooking show like Giada where you cook in your own quote unquote kitchen. And you're all alone, or do you, you know, do more of like a Chopped situation where you have witty banter with other cooks?
Yes,
there's different skill sets.
I've been watching The Pioneer Woman lately. Have you ever seen that one?
No, but I know well. I know of her well.
Her and her husband basically own the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And it got her show got to be so intense that on her property, they built another kitchen to make it seem like her kitchen. I mean, I guess it was like too stressful on her family or something.
And yeah.
I can appreciate that. Like the kids walk in for a snack and there's just cameras all around and you're like, is this thing on? Like, who's around here?
And if you're me, you're like going to the kitchen for a snack a lot.
What I love about her show is that she's always making these meals that are no less than 4,500 calories a meal per person. But the people that she's feeding, her family that she's feeding, they've been working the farm since, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Have you ever tried to churn butter?
No.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
So, her family can afford to eat that many calories in one sitting. Yeah. I think she's so funny. And that woman has never met a tunic top she didn't love.
God bless tunic tops. Oh, they're so forgiving. So I got rid of the K-pop investigation. It gets real dark and like pretty awful. So instead,
this feels like you should like tip off BuzzFeed News. They need to write an expose on this.
I mean, I think a lot of them already have, which is where I got a lot of this information. Like they don't make very much money. I don't know. Anyway.
Obviously it's like go to school to be a celebrity. It doesn't happen like that.
Well, even if you make it into a K-pop group, a lot of these smaller groups with like less known management companies, they don't make money for years. They may break even after several years, but they're not making money.
Everybody knows that to be famous, you must be like an Amazonian type beauty walking through a mall, like in the middle of nowhere or Target, and then somebody spots you. Yeah. That's the only way to be famous.
Yeah. Or you're at an airport.
Or you make a sex tape.
Yeah. That's it. Four options. And those are the only ones you have now. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's literally it. Mm-hmm. So instead, I decided to just watch YouTube videos for a while. And I came across this video by Charisma on Command, and it's how to be charming without trying.
Okay, please teach me because Lord knows I need a lesson.
I think we all need a lesson. And it focuses on Amelia Clark because she's so damn charming.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. And this person says that there are four steps to being charismatic and charming without trying too hard.
Okay, hit me
so
with it.
Listen at home. You might want a mirror so you can kind of look at yourself while you're doing this and like see. So number one.
Step number one, don't smell.
Don't smell. Step number one, subcategory A. Amelia Clark constantly is smiling, and she does it frequently and easily. But you want to make sure that your smile is genuine. How do you know, Kathleen?
When I see people smiling, they do sound happy. Case in point, Pioneer Woman.
Yeah.
Her cheeks must really hurt at the end of the day. And maybe that's why I like her so much, because she's just smiling.
Smiling all the time.
Okay, Bethany, I'm going to talk to you with a smile.
Okay.
And I'm not going to try and sound like a valley girl.
Okay, but here's my, wait. When you're smiling, when you first started, it didn't hit your eyes. It only was your mouth.
Okay, so you got to let it hit your eyes.
You have to let it hit your eyes. Our brains are trained to soften those eyes.
Oh my God. You're right. It really has to hit your eyes.
Has to hit your eyes. There's this one scene in The Terminator where Arnold Schwarzenegger tries to smile.
Oh yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And it doesn't hit his eyes at all, and it's creepy as hell.
Do you think it's because he has Botox?
I think it's because he was a robot. I think it was on purpose, but probably now it's because he had Botox.
Or a Botoxed robot.
Yeah.
There are endless possibilities.
Yeah, there's a lot of different possibilities for why that looked creepy.
Okay.
So number one, smile genuinely.
Okay.
And like practice, like go into a mirror, smile, and then hold a piece of paper up to your mouth and cover your mouth and your nose. And if your eyes don't move at all, it means your smile isn't genuine and people are creeped out by you.
Got it.
Number two, build other people up. So if you're like talking to people, you're in a group and somebody sort of makes a joke and the joke falls flat, instead of teasing them for the joke falling flat, kind of side with them, build them up.
Yeah.
And other people will immediately think the better of you. They'll like you. They'll feel safer with you because you're someone who supports other people.
I get that. You're an ally.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you do that kind of stuff, you feel it comes full circle to you as well. Like you feel better about yourself in the end as well.
Fully. Yeah. And they said that you can tease your friends, but add a little compliment in there. So like at one point, Amelia Clark was talking about how the guy, Kit Harington, Jon Snow, always complains about how heavy his costume is. And she was like, yeah, he loves to talk about how heavy his costume is. He has a six pack because it's so heavy and he's supporting it, but he does complain.
Yeah.
Right. So she sort of like slips that little compliment in there. People love that.
Got that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me try one on you.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Bethany, she says that the only thing she owns is black. But let me tell you, she looks really beautiful in turquoise.
That's very nice.
But yeah, she really does only wear black.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, that'd be very good. Okay, number three. Amelia always has more energy than anybody else in the room. So like if everyone is operating at sort of the energy you and I are at right now, Kathleen, Amelia will come in and she'll be like laughing a little bit harder and she's a little bit more excited, but it's always genuine. It's not like she's high on cocaine.
So I have a new friend at work and she does the same thing. She walks in the door in the morning. She's like, hey guys, like, what's up? I missed you so much. Like, what's the tea? What's going on in your life? Tell me, spill the gossip.
Yeah.
And it just puts a smile on my face and it makes me more excited to see that person every day as opposed to the person that just walks in and is like, hey, good morning. Yeah. Like, good to see you. You know, something like that.
Yeah. It's about not being afraid to stand out. And you don't, you kind of want to be able to read the room still and know, like, if everyone is in mourning, you don't want to be like, hey, everyone, you all look real sad. But you do want to just have a little bit higher energy than everybody else in the room.
And I think a part of that is also being interested in what's going on in somebody else's life. You know, you walk in the room and you want to know what they're up to. And it's not always, let me tell you what's going on in my life.
Yes.
You want to hear from them first.
Yes, exactly. And that actually leads into step number four, which is she's an active listener. So if you see interviews with Emilia Clarke, she's really keyed into what the person is saying. She's saying things like, uh-huh, yeah, exactly. And so as they're talking to her, she's verbally supporting them and saying, yes, what you're saying is correct. Yes, exactly, exactly. And that can make you identify her even without realizing it. Like, you really like her, but you're not quite sure why you like her.
Yeah.
But you just feel like, yeah, she's cool. And it's because she's sort of subtly supporting you,
yeah,
as you speak and like tell your stories.
So I learned this over my vacation from an Uber driver.
Okay.
I got into the car. First of all, California Uber drivers are real weird.
How are they different from New York Uber drivers?
Just like New York Uber drivers don't really talk to you.
No.
And California Uber drivers, they do a lot of talking. So I had a 40-minute ride with this guy and I get to the car and he said something to me and then I said, it sparked me to ask him, so are you plant-based?
Oh.
And he goes, oh, no, much more than that. And I said, okay, so you're vegan.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, no, much more than that. And I was like, okay, sir, what the hell do you eat? And he reaches into the passenger seat because I'm sitting in the back and he picks up a gallon bag that is full of half-eaten raw vegetables and fruits.
Okay.
And he goes, I am raw.
Oh, Lord.
And even though I don't agree with a raw lifestyle like 100% of the time,
yeah,
I think a lot of raw foods are good for you,
yeah,
but like
totally.
Every now and then eat something cooked.
Yeah, sometimes you want a comfort food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend that was in the car with me that wanted nothing to do with this guy, we got out and she goes, wow, you're a really good actress. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, well, obviously that guy was a cook. I said, no, just because you don't agree with what somebody has to say, mm-hmm, you can still be interested in their story and how, yes, they got to where they are and how they got to the point of the way they think.
I think we have to be.
You have to be.
Otherwise, we are at the state we are now in our country, which is you don't agree with me. Shut down. Stop listening. Yell, yell, yell.
So I think that's an important quality for being an active listener.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be interested in what somebody else has to say, even if you don't agree with it.
Yeah. Be curious about how they got to where they are.
Yes.
Even if you don't agree. With
yeah,
it. Yeah,
even
exactly.
If you eat cooked foods,
yeah,
and
yeah,
the person you're talking to eats a raw sweet potato for breakfast 5 days a week.
By the way, it's a dangerous lifestyle for him to have as an Uber driver because if you eat raw, you have to poo.
Yeah, well, yeah,
all the time.
He talked to me for at length about his poo too, so ooh, that was an experience.
Dennis and I have hit a bit of a brick wall in our relationship because he is comfortable talking about that stuff, and yeah, I am not.
Okay, well, you know my theory on that stuff. If the time comes that you and Dennis do decide to get married, you must be comfortable by then or else you will get divorced.
Well, we're not living together.
It's a fact.
We won't ever live together.
No, you say that.
Mm-hmm.
You
adjoining
say
brownstones.
That.
We've covered this. Adjoining brownstones. No, and it is something I'm actually talking to my therapist about because,
yeah,
I cannot talk about it. And it's like sometimes you need to talk about it.
You know what? Because you don't have any brothers.
No, no brothers.
Like my brother would invite me into the bathroom to see
God.
How big his poop was.
Oh, God. Is that what it is? Like access to adolescent sort of sense of humor at a
yes.
young age?
Yeah.
Okay, because like I have two sisters,
mm-hmm,
and then my father also does not like to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Yeah. I think it's like a little brother thing.
Okay.
And my mom was really open about that stuff too. Mm. She's always like, if you have a bad tenant, you have to put it out.
Oh gosh.
You know, when you have to fart.
You have to,
you know, Bethany, everybody farts.
No, I can't. I needed to talk to my therapist about it and we couldn't get to it because I didn't know how to broach the subject.
Let me tell you about my friend who's on this raw diet.
It's awful. I was actually going to have Dennis email my therapist like what we needed to talk about because I can't say it. So it would be we did this. We just did a lot of like her going, what are you trying to say? And me putting my head in my hands and not being able to say anything.
I'm going
to
get you drunk one time and then write fart on your forehead with a permanent marker.
No, it's awful.
And then around your cheeks, it's just going to all be poopy, poopy, poopy.
All
number
right.
Two, number
so
two,
anyway,
two.
Let's talk about how we're going to tweet this link out,
yes,
at Acquired Podcast.
Can
this
we,
how to be charming without trying.
Let's do a wrap up. Can we just do number one through four again, just because I want to write these down.
Yes. Number one, smile frequently. It should be authentic. It should reach your eyes.
Got it.
Yes. Number two, build other people up. So even if you're teasing someone, slip a compliment in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're focused on them, it really helps people be more drawn to you.
Got it.
Number three, don't be afraid to have slightly higher energy than everyone else in the room. Not obnoxious, but just a good level of enthusiasm.
Got it.
Again, it has to be genuine, mm-hmm, and not like chaotic or, you know, cocaine fueled.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, be an active listener. Listen to what the other person is saying. Repeat some of the things that they said so they know you're listening and build them up as they talk.
This is great. I'm going to write this down and like every time before I'm about to walk into a party.
Yeah.
Just like read.
Yeah.
Read
and
through
it's,
these.
It's good for business too. In business meetings, like people will be more drawn to you and maybe more likely to listen to you and like you, even if they're not quite sure why.
Here's a little secret for business meetings. Go into the bathroom. If there's a handicap stall, hopefully there's a handicap stall. Do some jumping jacks, like jump up and down, get some pink in your cheeks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, do a little ha, ha, ha. Yeah, you know, like pump yourself up.
Yeah.
Get that blood flowing. Then go to the meeting. You're going to have the best meeting ever.
Oh, good. I like that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kathleen.
You're quite welcome.
People are starting to travel more and more because we're getting into the spring and summer months.
Oh,
and,
hell yeah.
And if you are getting ready to travel and you're doing a little bit of shopping, one of the places you need to shop is Rothy's.
Yes.
These shoes are the best travel shoes you will ever have.
So I brought my Rothy's on my California vacation with me. And you know that fancy resort I was telling you about where Lea Michele got married?
Mm-hmm.
There were at least 6 other women there with different style Rothy's.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just becoming one of those staples because you know it. They're so comfortable. Yep. And they're so cute that before you go anywhere where you know you're going to be active, you know you're going to be walking a long time, you have to get a pair.
Yeah. And depending on the pair you get, they can actually double as nice shoes that you wear out. I would wear my Rothy's to a nice dinner if it was like a flowy dress.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was out in some sort of summery vacation spot.
Absolutely.
I would absolutely wear them. I have the loafers in mocha.
Yeah.
So they're sort of this really kind of nice neutral color.
They
super
go.
Comfortable, great silhouette.
They go with anything. I have the sneakers in the tan.
Nice.
And my mom will soon also have the same exact pair that I have.
The great thing about Rothy's is that they are stylish. They're sustainable. They're comfortable. They're washable. You really can put them in the washing machine and you just air dry them. The thread is made from recycled plastic water bottles. And in fact, Rothy's has diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills. Rothy's are manufactured in a zero waste factory. They ship directly in the shoebox. There's no unnecessary packaging. So you feel good about the flats. And also you feel good about the way that they're created and sent to you.
If you've seen the TV commercials on your television, which I think they're so brilliant. It's a woman holding a water bottle and poop, it turns into a Rothy sneaker. Poop turns into a water bottle and back. Yep. And forth. It's brilliant marketing because it's a brilliant shoe.
And my very favorite thing about them, you don't have to break them in.
No.
They're so soft and comfortable as soon as you put them on. They're not going to give any calluses to the backs of your ankle or rub any weird part. They really do fit your foot like a sock, but a stylish, comfortable sock.
We just passed Earth Day this week.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Get yourself an Earth Day present because right now Rothy's has an amazing deal for our taste buds. Use code TASTE. TASTE to get free shipping with no minimum. That's free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. And trust us, you are not going to return them.
Go to Rothy's.com and enter TASTE to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. That's Rothy's.com and then enter the code TASTE for your new favorite flats and free shipping.
Once you try shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, you're never going to want to wear anything else. I mean, I don't. So head to Rothy's.com and claim this offer with code TASTE, TASTE.
We're rolling, right? I'm still so nervous.
Yes, we're rolling.
How can you tell?
Look, it's all here.
I know, but it's not. Okay.
Okay. So I was saying before earlier in the podcast, I saved all my money to stay in fancy hotels for my vacation.
Yeah.
So I stayed in this one hotel in Palm Springs called The Parker.
Okay.
And it is like the coolest place in Palm Springs if you're going to stay anywhere.
Okay.
The Parker's where it's at. But I just spent the whole time that I was there listening to people tell the waiters their names and what rooms they were staying in. Because I have such a fascination in what rich people are named.
Yeah. Oh, it's fascinating. If you look at like Pottery Barn catalogs,
yeah.
The people that they have monogrammed are always like Whitney. Cable Knit.
There was a girl named Judah. And I was like,
that's cool.
Damn, that is the coolest name for a girl that I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's really cool. And also it's like you're in the beginning of Ocean's 8. Where Sandra Bullock is like, I need a hotel room to sleep in. So she listens to where the people are checking out from.
That's right.
She calls and checks back in just to take a nap.
Amazing.
It's very smart of you.
It's a good idea. It's illegal, but it's a great idea.
Yeah, but none of what they did is legal. But they had a heist, and you know I love a heist.
As I do too. Mm-hmm. All right, I want to talk to you about something that I saw on BuzzFeed.
Okay.
So the Duggars, you know, that famous.
Yeah,
I'm not like a huge Duggar fan.
No. I have many problems with the Duggars. One of them was the fact that their son touched some of their daughters.
But I will tell you, as somebody who looks into clicks and internet stories and what performs well,
yeah.
Anything on the Duggars
really
always performs well.
I think people are fascinated by them. And I also think people hate read about them.
Yes.
Because they're so, so hypocritical in a lot of ways.
BuzzFeed put out an article about how they don't call deviled eggs anymore.
And they're super religious.
Well, yes, they're super, super religious. So they now call them yellow pocket angels. Which, you know what, for as much as I don't like the Duggars and as much as I struggle with my own idealistic vision of what religion mm-hmm. should be for me, mm-hmm. I can get down with this. Can't you get down with it?
With renaming something that has the word devil in it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's being a little sensitive, well, I but mean, I think, whatever.
I think that it gives anybody the power to rename anything that they want to.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're not hurting anyone by renaming them. They're not like suing Big Egg to change the name. So yeah, no, you're right. It's fine. They're fine. They can do whatever they want.
I posted this thing on Easter Sunday on my Instagram mm-hmm. because for the first time in forever, I went to church.
Wow.
Because I'm praying for something very specific, which it seems very hypocritical. I literally went to church only because I need something to happen.
Something. Okay. All right.
But in the homily, the priest was saying how God, if that's or whatever you believe in mm-hmm. up there, down there, whatever, loves his or her doubters, mm-hmm. their doubters, as much as their devotees. Mm-hmm. And it just sort of was like, oh, okay. So I feel like a hypocrite being in church right now because I haven't gone for a long time and I'm not even really sure what I believe in anymore. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I can't celebrate Easter.
Right. No, absolutely.
So I renamed Easter to something that I just felt was more appropriate for me.
Okay.
Rebirth and Kindness Reminder Day.
I love that.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's all about setting your narrative, just like the Duggars are setting their narrative with their deviled eggs or their yellow pocket angel eggs.
Yellow pocket angels.
You can rename whatever you want to totally change the feel of it.
Yes, I agree with this. 2 years ago for New Year's Eve, my only New Year's resolution was to stop calling parties and call them fets, just because it like makes me happier. And I also made the decision that I would pronounce weekend with the emphasis on end, weekend. And I just do it to make me happy. It sounds pretentious because that's what they do in Downton Park. I was thinking Mansfield Park in Downton Abbey. They say weekend. So anyway, but I did do this because when I first started aerial, before my aerial classes, my instructor teaches a boot camp class.
Yeah.
And it's like to strengthen all of the muscles that you're going to need for aerial. Mm-hmm. But the words boot camp scare me a lot.
Well, yeah, there's like a harsh connotation that comes with it. You're like, this is going to be extreme, awful, very hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I renamed it Body Time USA.
Love it.
It sounds fun. It sounds like those GIFs from the 80s where like the dudes are wearing leotards and unitards and they're like dancing, deal with it. Like those guys.
Body Time USA. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like a 1980s dance show. So I call it Body Time USA and I now have been taking that class for like 4 or 5 months every week because I'm not scared of it anymore.
And when you kind of get that word boot camp out of your vernacular.
Yeah.
It changes everything for
you. Totally changes everything.
It changes your perspective on what's happening. Yeah. So I'm renaming cellulite to adorable leg dimples.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so I will say to my husband, hey, like, is this dress too short? Can you see my adorable leg dimples?
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, if they're adorable leg dimples, why do I even care that they're showing?
It takes the judgment away from it.
Exactly.
There's so much judgment associated with that.
So I heard somebody say this the other day, the beach will get the body that I give it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you hear the phrase beach body a lot.
Beach body ready.
Yeah. No, thanks. The beach will get the body that I give it.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, you're right.
A lot of people have a hard time with their birthday.
Oh, okay.
Because they're like, oh, I'm 1 year older, blah, blah, blah. So I think we should rename it to Happy Getting More Fabulous Day.
Agreed. Right? Happy Surviving Day.
Happy Surviving Day.
Like the more and more I check in with people I used to know, just like kind of tooling on Facebook every once in a while, more and more people have passed away are like our age.
I know.
And I just been like, oh, man, every year that you get older, you made it. Again, it's like taking away this like negative stigma.
And you made it.
You made it.
You're wiser.
You're wiser. You're more fabulous.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not your birthday. It's your getting more fabulous day.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, another thing that has just sort of happened with people who have Netflix subscriptions or who can read.
Yeah.
Cleaning is not cleaning anymore. It's Marie Kondoing.
Yeah, it's Marie Kondo. It's tidying up. It's finding things that spark joy.
Yeah, exactly. Because Marie Kondoing, cleaning for her is all about simplicity and leading a life that is uncomfortable. complicated.
Yeah.
And I love that. I'm not going to call it cleaning anymore. But guys, I can't really come out tonight. I need to Marie Kondo.
And people will know what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
And it's much more joyous than cleaning.
Yeah. I don't shower. I wash my hard feelings away.
Oh.
Just get the feelings out. Just wash them down the drain.
Or you don't shower. You moisturize your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all know that I cry in the shower. So like I rinse my tear ducts.
Oh.
Flush them out.
Love that.
Flush them out.
So I have some like gnarly toes. I was not born with the most beautiful feet. And every time I go to the podiatrist, they talk about my hammer toes.
Can you tell me what a hammer toe is? I don't actually know.
It's like, hang on, I'm going to Google it because I don't want to show you my feet.
You don't, I mean,
even though every time I get to your house, you take my socks off like I live here.
You take your shoes off and then a sock comes off and then another sock comes off, which I'm fine with. Because I hear hammer toes talked about, but I don't actually know if I know what they are.
So basically, it's like somebody took a hammer to your toes and broke them all, and then they healed that way. They're just a little bit gnarly. You know, they're a little bit messed up. They're not pretty.
So it's not like one specific toe. It's like all of the toes just are trying to get away from each other.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, and they're all like bent in other directions.
Your toes don't look like that.
Yeah, they're close. Anyway, I'm calling them from now on ancestor toes. Because these are the toes that my ancestors gave me.
Yes, they sure are.
These are the toes that they came to America with.
From walking miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Look, I think a lot of people have gnarly toes. That's okay.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't have gnarly toes, Bethany. They have ancestor toes.
I like that. I was on the subway once and I heard a woman talking to her girlfriend and they were talking about how she's a shoe model. And like a foot model. And I was just thinking, I feel like that's a very stressful job because feet put up with a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to be so careful. Like you can't go barefoot in the summer. You can't wear heels that are uncomfortable because heaven forbid you get a callus.
Yeah.
It seems so stressful.
Like, if you're a foot model, do you only walk around in Uggs at all times?
Right. Like, and you have to wear socks all the time and heaven forbid you go, I don't know, to like something in sandals, someone drops a beer on your foot, you get a bruise or you get a cut. What if you get a fungus?
I always think about this for hand models too. Like, do they do nothing with their hands?
I can tell you. I have a friend who's a hand model.
No.
And her hands are beautiful. If you watch Labeled, my web series, she's one of the characters. Her name is Jerrica. And she is a hand model in real life. And her hands are stunningly beautiful, but she doesn't do anything. Like, she doesn't wear gloves all the time.
She doesn't.
She just lives a normal life, but is blessed with perfectly good hands all the time.
But do you think instead of like volunteering to chop vegetables at family Sunday dinner, she's like, maybe I'll like set the table.
Yeah, maybe she sort of is low key protecting her hands all the time. But yeah, it's the first time I've ever met a hand model. The only other hand model I knew was David Duchovny in the movie Zoolander.
Stop
and he
it.
Had his in a hyperbaric chamber.
So another thing I hate that I need to change the narrative on, running errands.
Oh, yes.
Hate errands. And I just hate the word errands. It brings me stress.
They're like to-dos. They're things you don't want to do.
Yeah. So I'm renaming them. I'm renaming errands to showing my responsibilities who's boss time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's good.
And making dinner is also another thing that causes me stress.
Very stressful.
I am renaming it to renourishing my body and soul time.
That's good. And it's also like connecting you to meal time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I have to rename anything. I also hate doing errands. Maybe it's like instead of errands, it's like showing I'm a grown up time. Like proving I'm not weak of mind.
I'm going to rename spin to clear your head while gleefully biking time.
Yep.
Because spin, much like boot camp, is like time to work.
Anytime someone's wearing a Britney Spears headset while yelling at you, I struggle.
Did you just hear me?
I said time to work.
I sound like the dark Lupita Nyong'o in Us.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't ruin anything.
Oh, Bethany.
I haven't had time.
I don't believe you.
I haven't had time.
Go see the good movies.
I want to. The problem is that, it's just so busy. Everyone's so busy.
I watched The Green Book over the weekend.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought it was good, but I haven't really learnt myself on what some of the objections to the movie are. I need to read up on that.
I mean, from the think pieces I've read, it's one of those like, white people feel good about themselves because they met one good black person movie.
Yeah. I also watched Bohemian Rhapsody, which I thought was okay.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
It was decent.
Yeah.
The beginning was kind of like, oh, when is this ever going to end? And then the ending was great.
Which not does not bode well no, for a film.
No, they're not going to use that statement in their commercials. Like, two thumbs up. Audiences love it.
Yeah.
The beginning wasn't great, but the end was okay.
I was wondering when it was going to end. I am getting hot in my tank top.
Gentle listener, we want to know what you're renaming.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that causes you stress in your life.
Gwyneth Paltrow did it with the conscious uncoupling instead of divorce.
And people made fun of her endlessly. You know what? Stop making fun of GP.
She does a lot of things to be made
but
fun of.
But then you stop making fun of GP. Like
up her vagina. Don't put things up your vagina that don't belong there. Like jade eggs.
Okay, she got a vaginal steam. I can understand like just wanting to like cleanse that area. Don't you ever want to cleanse that area?
Sure, but I don't want to put a jade egg up there. Not good for you.
Not the jade egg.
Keep
okay.
things out of it unless they are supposed to be in it.
We can continue to make fun of her for the jade egg. But so I got a massage mm-hmm. When I was on vacation mm-hmm. and I got deep tissue. Have you ever gotten that before?
Oh, yeah, I feel so good.
Bethany, I was in pain.
It hurts, yeah.
But I have bruises on my back. Like I'm days later, I'm still like, ouch, God.
But do you also feel kind of good?
Yeah,
ouch.
I do.
Like the good kind of.
Yeah, but also I cried a little bit. It hurts so bad, but yeah.
Are they supposed to leave bruises though?
I don't know.
I feel like they should know how to do it without bursting those blood vessels.
I'm not sure, but I will tell you, the steam room option and like the sauna option after, you know, when you go to a spa, you can like use the facilities.
Yeah.
On point.
It's so good.
There's something about a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
It turns me on.
Really? You don't feel gross and hot and sweaty?
No.
Oh.
I was like texting my husband from the sauna.
Was your phone getting jacked up from all that humidity?
No. That's the steam room. The sauna's the dry heat.
Oh, it's a dry heat.
And it's just like, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Did he come over?
He texted back to me, Alexa, install a sauna in my house. It was like a combination of that. And then we love this blogger on Instagram, Noelle Downing.
Yeah, she's great.
Her body just does it for me.
Yeah? You have a girl crush?
Just go and look at her profile, Noelle, Noelle Downing, uh-huh. Downing. Damn!
Oh, yeah, she's a pretty one. Can I tell you what I learned how to do this weekend?
Yes.
Give a hickey.
No, you gave a hickey to Dennis?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
He taught me how to do it. It wasn't like on his neck.
You're a dirty girl.
No, it wasn't on his neck. It was on his arm because I didn't know how to do it. I never learned how to do it. I'm not.
You're a vampire.
I'm not.
You sucked his blood.
Okay, I never understood how they happened because to suck on someone that hard for that long, you have to know you're getting a hickey,
right? Yeah, you absolutely do.
It's super but like I learned how to do it. And so he has a hickey on his upper arm because that was the safe spot.
No, you should do it on his neck.
No, I don't because he's a grown-up man. He has like things to do.
Well, there are other places you could do it too that's more interesting than the arm.
Like his arm. Like where else am I going to do it? No. No.
You sucked the blood from his arm out of his skin. How is that any less filthy than that?
Because it's fine. That part is fine. It's great. He has a tattoo and it's right under the tattoo and it's like red and it's good. I'd never been able to give one before and I had to do a lot of practicing, but I got it and I'm very proud of myself.
Are you at the point in your relationship where you can basically do anything in front of each other?
No.
Take away the pooping. So do you walk around naked in front of him?
No.
You don't?
No.
Not yet.
I'm insecure about certain parts of my body.
Okay.
And also, I would like him to find me sexually attractive. And uh-huh. I feel like if he can see it all the time, mm-hmm. then it's not going to be special.
Yeah.
Right? So even the last night he was staying over, I think it was Sunday night, I was showing him my impression of an awful spider demon and what it would look like if it was crawling behind you.
What?
And so we were in bed, but then I got up and I turned the lights off and I put my robe on and then turned the lights back on. And he was like, why didn't you just do it without the robe on?
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to like think I'm sexy and then remember me being a naked spider demon.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just am trying to like keep it. You know, keep some secrets.
Okay, yeah, I understand that.
What about you? Do you walk around naked?
I used to not. It took me a very long time. And now it's just like, it's like the granny panties that come all the way up to my rib cage. I don't care
Those
anymore.
Those are comfy.
I don't care. You get to a certain point where you're just like, well, this is it.
Yeah.
You guys are still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah. I think, and I'm also just like still so insecure phase.
Yeah.
That there's just certain, like.
Do you put makeup on before he comes over?
No. Okay. No. I mean, because like our first long-term hangout was when I had a cold and he just took care of me. So there was like no makeup at that point. But yeah, I still like walk around covering like my stomach and stuff like that. Because I just don't want him to see it.
There are days when I get home before Neil, and if he's coming home and I know I look like death, I'll like try and dress it up a little bit. Yeah. And it's really more for me than it is for him. It just makes me feel like a human, right?
Yeah, 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 totally.
Just like a little bit of an eyebrow pencil just to remind myself that they're there.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be with someone who doesn't care.
Yeah.
But you still want to like want to do things for them to feel cute yourself.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and ask Neil to rename my really disgusting baggy sweatpants. Just because, you know, if we change the narrative, then maybe he might like them more.
Yes. Name them Gwyneth.
My sacks of gold pants.
Are they gold?
Because what's inside is gold.
Oh, yes.
But they look a little lumpy from the outside.
Hence the sack.
And at the end, they're located at the end of a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That rainbow is my face.
There you go. And at the end is the vagina.
Oh.
Vagina.
Let's talk about Legacy Box for a second.
Yeah.
One of the coolest ideas in the history of ideas. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, totally. You probably have a bunch of photos lying around, or maybe your parents have some VHS or some reel-to-reel, and you're like, I can't ever play these or look at them because we don't have a VCR. We don't have a projector. Like, who has that stuff sitting around?
Yeah.
You don't want those memories to disappear. No. And because they're physical items, they will degrade over time. You want to save these memories before it's too late.
Yeah.
That is where Legacy Box comes in.
I was over at a friend's house the other day, and her brother had brought over a box of old family photos, and she was just taking pictures of the photos with her phone. And I'm like, hey, hang on.
Yeah.
You're going to lose these photos. Your cloud is going to get deleted by accident.
There's a weird like light reflection.
Yeah. You need to send this whole box to Legacy Box so you can have a copy, your brother can have a copy, and you're never going to lose them.
I did it with my family's memories. I have more memories I want to send in. They're so great. So here's how Legacy Box works. They send you a physical box in the mail. You fill it with all your stuff, your old home movies, your pictures. They do audio tapes, and then they do the rest. They professionally digitize your moments onto a thumb drive or a digital download or a DVD. It's easy to follow instructions. There are safety barcodes that are included for every item because I know that these are priceless memories. It's a little scary to send them off. I was a little scared, but because they're all barcoded, you can check where they are at every step in the process. They send everything right back to you, and over 450,000 families, including mine, have trusted Legacy Box.
The best is the personalized updates at every step.
Yep.
Because you know what photo they're working on, where they are in the process. That made me feel a lot better when I sent my old stuff from my grandma over to Legacy Box.
Yeah. And all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. So your stuff isn't going to fall off the side of a boat as it passes, you know, across the pond.
And the box that they send you is a handsome box.
It's a handsome
box. It's like the type of box where you're like, yes, I want to put things in this box.
Yeah, we got an email from one of our taste buds saying that one of the reasons she loves it is because she loves the box.
Yes.
It's like, I'm saving this box.
Yes. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our taste buds an exclusive discount. Take advantage of this because Bethany did, I did, and the memories that we got in return that we can share with other people.
Oh my gosh.
It's invaluable. So go to legacybox.com/taste, that's T-A-S-T-E, to get 40% off of your first order.
Again, go to legacybox.com/taste and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. And then you get to remember that awful haircut that you have when you were in second grade.
And then you can move into the future remembering your past.
Oh, that's good, Kathleen.
I'm a poet.
Kathleen, I have to tell you one story that made me really happy.
Okay.
So there was a dude who fled an Austrian prison about 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. He turned himself back into police because he was living in Spain's Canary Islands, and he got fed up with the Canary Islands. He said that they're not as nice as they used to be, and he lived there long enough.
No.
So he turned himself into Austrian police.
So he was ready to go back.
Yeah, he just had it. It had been 10 years. That was good enough for him. So what location would you run away to if you were to escape prison? And what about that location would make you come back after a while?
I would never go back to prison.
No, I don't know, man. This guy had enough of the Canary Islands.
I don't know. Maybe my best friend's house.
Yeah.
I'd go there for a while and then I would just be like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Too much. Too much talking. Too much. I think I would like escape to a cabin.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I would realize that it was so boring and I was getting so creeped out every night.
Well, there's only so much hiking you could do every day.
I don't know. I don't do any hiking.
And chopping of wood.
Right. I do the chopping. I wouldn't do the hiking.
And the burning of the fires.
Yep. That's scary.
And the swimming in the lakes.
Right. But then there's animals down there. There's so many things that can go wrong with a cabin. It sounds so good at first.
Maybe I would go to Hawaii and then come back after I had like eaten every delicious tropical fruit.
Yeah.
And seen every inch of every beautiful island that Hawaii has to offer.
I mean, every paradise becomes boring at some point,
see,
right?
I can't imagine ever wanting to turn myself in because books exist.
And you would like,
because you read
fall
them
into a book.
You know, Bethany, I'm not Alice in Wonderland.
I'm trying to.
You read them and you never get bored.
No, that's true. I wonder how many books he had, though. Like, you have to keep in mind, you can't just, like, go anywhere you want to because maybe people are still looking for him.
No, that's a good point. Like, you don't have the freedom that you do in your real life.
Yeah, although Amazon exists.
Yeah.
So he could have things, like, sent to him. I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. We don't know. There's
do
no
they
way
have
know.
Amazon delivery on the Canary Islands?
Let's look.
Where along Spain's coast are the
Does
Canary Islands?
Amazon ship to the Canary Islands.
I feel like Canary Islands is something from like a John Steinbeck book and not something that really exists
in
real life.
They're real. No, no. You can't really get Amazon products shipped to the Canary Islands.
Oh, so that's why he turned himself in.
Yeah, that's Avi. Tough. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do they have a library? I know they have turtles.
Let's see. He was on.
Or is that the Galapagos?
No, that's Galapagos. I know this because it features prominently in this season of Schitt's Creek. Hold on a second. Tenerife, Canary. He was on Tenerife,
Girl, you're looking at the wrong travel advisor.
So, okay, hold on. Tenerife Library. Yeah.
They have a library.
Looks like it.
Well, he should not have turned himself in then.
No, I think he made a big mistake.
He needed to read every book in that library and then he could turn himself in.
Yeah. It looks it's beautiful too. Lots of space.
I wonder if he had a place to live or if he was living on the beach.
I bet he was living on the beach.
Yeah.
Which, again, sounds really fun at first. And then all of a sudden, like, you don't really have a lot of walls.
You know, he could have constructed himself a place to live. I've seen that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Beach.
I never saw it. I saw The Island.
Oh, Bethany, The Beach. You need to see that movie.
What's it about?
Leonardo DiCaprio is traveling in Southeast Asia. I think it's Thailand. And he hears, like, a little rumble about, like, this place that exists where people live. But you have to, like, swim from one island to another to get to it. Like, there's no boat activity that gets you there. So he literally swims from one island to another with these, like, this French couple. And they find this community living totally under the radar on a remote island in Southeast Asia. And it's incredible.
Then what happens?
Well, you know, as most good things happen, it implodes eventually.
Do people start dying?
People start dying. People start leaving. People start getting sick. There was like an affair. There was a possible murder.
Murder? There's been a murder?
There's been a murder.
There's been a murder. I'll watch that movie.
Thanks.
Is that the one where Leonardo DiCaprio is looking up wistfully at the sky?
Mm-hmm.
The island.
It's honestly the height of his hotness.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he still looks like he's like 19.
Mm-hmm.
He's like tanned.
Tan.
It's like you look into his eyes and you're like, anything is possible.
Yeah. He doesn't look terribly healthy right now.
Mm.
But the models don't seem to care.
The models do not care.
And those yachts don't seem to care neither.
And everybody who believes in climate change doesn't seem to care either.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
So sometimes I have a hard time remembering what I learned this week. So...
We added out a lot of gaps.
There's a lot of, what did you learn this week? I didn't learn anything. So I bought this book from National Geographic Kids.
Why not just National Geographic Adults?
No, because it's for kids.
Okay.
5,000 awesome facts.
Oh, great. Good. Open to a page.
Yes. Okay. Let me tell you. It's a myth that when you swallow gum that it takes 7 years to pass through your digestive system.
Yeah. Where did that get started, I wonder?
False. Also, cotton candy used to be named fairy floss.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that, see, talk about renaming. Change the narrative.
Change those offensive fairies.
Okay, I'll give you one more. Ancient Greeks believed that mint cured hiccups.
You know what? I feel like that's psychosomatic because my grandma told me that sugar cubes cure hiccups. But I think it was just because she wanted to give me an excuse to eat sugar cubes.
Can I just tell you something about really boils my blood about mint?
Please.
In the store, it is so expensive.
Yeah.
You get like 3 leaves for $5.
What the hell is that all about?
It's like mint. Why is it so expensive? Mint is essentially a weed. If you've ever grown mint in the back of your house,
yeah.
You can never get it to stop growing. It just grows and grows and grows forever. Sometimes people buy houses that somebody used to have a garden at, and the mint is still freaking growing like 30 years later.
So why it's so expensive?
Why are they charging us $5 for 3 leaves of mint? It's a farce!
It's a farce! That's insane. Today I learned that mint is expensive, even though it's a weed. I didn't realize it was really kind of a weed.
You don't buy the mint?
Why is mint so expensive? No, I'm a white girl. I don't know how to use
Stop it.
Flavors.
Yes, you do.
I don't know how to use different spices.
You just don't know how to cook, and it's okay, honey.
I don't know how
it's
to
all right.
I'm learning.
It's okay.
I Googled why is mint so expensive, and I got a lot of talk about money. Like
the money mint.
Like the mint. Like the Franklin mint.
Well, that's just bullshit. I'm going to start growing my own mint. I'm just going to go to the park and sprinkle some seeds and pick it from there whenever I need it.
That's a really good idea.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I don't know.
Do you want my book?
No, I got it. I did learn something.
By the way, your short shorts looking good.
Thanks for my pajamas.
Your short shorts with your black turtleneck. That's a look.
Because I had to take my pants off because I had to sew them on. It's a long story.
Okay.
Okay. So I learned that not everything the Kardashians do is total BS, although most of it is. I went to my dermatologist and I have a lot of pockmarking on my face from old acne scars.
Yeah.
And I was asking her about it. And there's this thing called the vampire facial.
Yes.
That apparently Kim Kardashian was talking about.
Yeah.
She actually recommended it.
No.
And my dermatologist, she's just no BS. And so the fact that she recommended it sort of blew my mind. But yeah, they pop these holes in your face. Well, first of all, they draw your blood.
Okay. From your arm?
Yeah. And then they spin it. So they get the platelets out.
Okay.
And then they poke holes in your face, essentially.
Okay.
And then they smooth the platelet plasma over the holes.
Mm-hmm.
And it encourages the skin to grow back faster and more collagen to pop up into that pockmarked area.
There's that word collagen popping up all over the place lately.
I know. I don't think you can take it in a pill. I saw it in a protein powder and it creeped me out.
I need to do some research.
Yeah. But anyway, she recommended it. It's real expensive. So if anyone wants to give me roughly $3,000, that'll get me 3 treatments.
Damn.
Anyway, I'm not saying it's good for you. I'm not even saying it works. I'm just saying my dermatologist said it was a thing and she recommended it.
So I could do it for you. I could draw your blood and put it in a salad spinner.
Swing, swing, swing.
And then use one of those those rollers with all the tiny little pins.
I mean, I have those already.
Yeah, you can get that on Amazon.
Yeah.
And then I'll just press a little harder than I usually do. And then I'll put the blood on your face.
I mean, I think it's a really similar thing.
I'll do it for $50.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I'll pay you for that.
Thanks.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for listening to us. You can follow us on our social media. Kathleen, where can people find you?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. You can follow our podcast on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
You can follow us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
And if you want to send us an email, you can do so at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
We also accept snail mail. What's that?
Oh, I have to pay my meter.
Oh, go pay your meter. We also accept snail mail and Acquired Taste Podcast PO Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
And if you want to leave us a voicemail, which we love,
yeah.
I love our voicemails so much, you can do so at 917-994-0353. I have it hooked up to my phone, so I get a notification every time somebody leaves us a voicemail. And
That's
no matter
so nice.
Where I am, I go...
We had so many nice ones from the bonus episode that Dennis did, and we really appreciate all those kind words. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. And one more thing. The biggest way you can help us is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen. 5 stars is the most helpful. Or just tell your friends. Or do both.
Yeah.
And help us grow this little project
this
we're working on.
Taste Bud Fam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while we're talking about our Taste Bud Fam, head over to Facebook and join our Facebook fan group there.
Yeah.
Bethany and I are kind of hands off.
Yeah, we don't really
touch it. It's all about the community inside of there. And I'll tell you, it's an amazing community.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
So, Taste Buds, this is what you had to say this week.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Ariana. And I'm very excited to tell you that today, April 24th, is the first day that I'm waiting for a new episode to come out. Because yesterday, after binge listening for about 6 months, I have officially listened to all 167 episodes.
Hey ladies, it's Clara. I was super excited to hear you guys read my podcast, and thank you guys so much. I'm going to have a killer 30th birthday with or without the BFF. Bye.
Hey, ladies. This is Laverne from Jersey. I just got done listening to the podcast about the old-timey beauty habits, and I absolutely had to chime in and say, this completely reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Marge is getting ready for prom, and her mother is giving her a hard time about pinching her cheeks to break capillaries to make her cheeks redder. And she goes, can't we just use rouge? And her mother goes back and says, ladies pinch, whores use rouge.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Brittany. And I, too, just took something out of my Wayfair cart. And I have to tell you, it is a chair with a bassinet attached to it and is so freaking cute. It's gray, which is, like, my color, and it's amazing. But one, I'm not pregnant. Two, not even planning on having a baby anytime soon.
Hello, my queens. This is Amy calling from Portland, Oregon. Just wanted to say thank you for reminding me to remember all of the things that I'm grateful for, especially when I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling especially grateful for my job. I'm working as a server at a fabulous cocktail bar out here. And Bethany, you totally inspired me to follow what I've always wanted to do. I left the cozy office job to do something that's always really excited me.
Hi, ladies. This is Caitlin. I wanted to share the news that I passed my big graduate comprehensive exam. I am so excited, and I just wanted to share the news because I feel like you guys are two of my best friends, and you've been there along the ride.
You know, I just want to say, Bethany, it's so wonderful. You and Dennis, this curious little thing that happened, it's just so beautiful. And everyone, we all just support it. And I just support it fully, and I think it's great. But now I'm rambling, so I'll let you go until I get cut off from the message again, because that's what I tend to do.